All right, just to the general inyan of Tu Bishvat, and why it's important, and it comes out during the weeks of the Shovavim, which are weeks of Tshuva.
Totally forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay, and very apropos. Right. So about all the sins that there are since the Genesis. You know, there was originally the first sin, the sin of the earth, already on the third day of creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, there should be eitz pri, oseh pri, right? There should be fruit trees that make fruit, and then the pasuk says vatotze aretz, right? Eitz oseh pri. It was originally supposed to be that even the wood, everything of the tree would be edible. You'd have tam pri, even in the wood itself, like the one thing that's like resembles that original tree that it was supposed to be is the esrog, and that's also we should not forget. Tonight is the night you have to daven to have a good esrog, on Sukkot, right? Because esrog is like the one tree that's closest to what trees were meant to be. Now, the Mekubalim say, we'll jump ahead and then we'll connect. And then when Adam sinned, by no coincidence, Chet A Tzadas, he sinned with a tree, right? And then Arura Ha'adama Ba'avurecha, all the problems that agriculture, all field of agriculture is not going to be perfect. That's all because of Chet Adam Marishan. But now here's the thing. Everyone asked the Kasha, right, how did the earth sin? The earth doesn't have Bechira, earth on Yom HaShlishi. But the truth is, it's all connected, right? Because where was Adam? Adam has Bechira, right? Where was Adam's neshama prior to it being having been put in his body on Yom HaShishi, right? So the pasuk says, this is Zohar, says, Totse ha'aretz nefesh chaya, right, on Yom HaShishi, zu nafsho sh'adam rishon. It's a medrash also. That means that his neshama was in the ground. That means the ground was alive with his neshama, and Yom HaShlishi, so it's called that, really, it's Adam's Chet, right? What the ground did wrong on the third day. And that's why, by no coincidence, the ground gets punished also for his sin, because it's all one long sin. His neshama was in the ground, on Yom HaShlishi, but it's because his neshama that the ground had Bechira to do something wrong, and then that neshama went into his guf, and he did what he did wrong, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished the earth and the Adam together, right? Okay, so that's all. And of course, these are days of tshuva. So by no coincidence, Tu Bishvat is a little bit of a tikkun for all that thing, which is all tree-related. But now let's tighten it a little bit and get a little bit more into the particulars. It's really not a long shmooze. Right, that we know Ki Ha'adam Eitz HaSodeh, right? A lot of places in Tanakh, man is in trouble. Vayok eitz shosu al palge mayim. Until I'm like, the tzaddik is like the eitz that's shosu on many, many waters. Tzaddik katam ar yifrach. The list just goes on and on and on. Valeo lo yibo, etc. It just goes on. And that's what, the Zohar says, that when Moshe Benu told them, Ragim check, hayesh ba eitz im ayin, do they have a tzaddik that'll protect them, that's chosen to protect them? Right, man is called a tree. So why is that? And now we know al pi Kabbalah, and this is why Tu Bishvat, the makor for it, how it's a big chag, is all al pi sod, because al pi sod they call reality itself the Ilan HaKodesh. Right, they draw charts, which are all just a mushroom, of course, of like, as it were, it's an upside down tree, right? The roots are in heaven. And from heaven, the sap branches down to the different olamas. There are olamas that are like the left branch of the galaxy, of the reality, right branch of reality, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, truth is, the Maral, even before the Maral, the Sefer Yosher HaMiyuchas Rabbeinu Tam says when the Torah says, or when Chazal, give manim is like a tree, same idea. These are the roots. These are the roots. Your roots are, we're an upside down tree. Our roots are on top. And that's the side, that what Chazal say, Kol mi she'ein bo das l'sof golem im komot. It's Gemara in Sanhedrin. So the Maral explains, these are our roots. You have no das, you're not rooted. And that's why l'sof golem im komo, you're not going to be able to hold your position. All right? All dvarim deflaim. Because the pshat is that the amazing thing about a tree, it's like the most efficient, the most efficient machine in reality. There's nothing like it. Like, you try, You know, this is already, well, I'm telling you, it's all from my Rebbe, Moshe Shapira, Zichrono Livracha, things they told us in Shir, was when once Shir came out close to Tu B'Shvat. It's an amazing thing. You try to make in a laboratory from air and water and some minerals a piece of fruit. Go ahead. Good luck to you. Right? Once heard, you know, parenthetically, once heard from a biochemist that if they wanted to produce the amount of sugar that gets produced in one leaf in a laboratory, it would have to be a massive, massive factory, and it would be tons of waste product. What gets done, you know, a little bit of sugar is produced in one leaf. It's a davar niflum od, that something goes, right, from a rachis to a gemar. And what's the big waste product? Oxygen. It revitalized the air. It's amazing. There's nothing like it in reality. And you know what would have been? What would have been if it would have been Tom Eitzo Vipirio Shove? You know why things fail? You know why, you know, is that in the middle, you know, you're all full of gusto at the beginning. That's the shoresh. You're all juiced up. And you got the goal. That's the pre. But in the middle, you lose the fire. Right? What would help is that if you could have episatom of the goal the whole way through, you wouldn't lose the fire, you wouldn't lose the focus. And that's what the Swarm says, the side, you know, the big, great cosmic damage, that the tree doesn't taste like the fruit, that's the shoresh of all failure. That the stage in the middle, between everyone's hot on Rosh Hashanah, New Year resolutions, you know, at the shoresh, everyone's hot, right? But no one makes it to the end, because in the middle, you burn out, because there's no time in the middle. A lot of time when you first start, there's a lot of time by the goal, but, you know, between there and there, it all wears out, and that's the shoresh of all the failures. And of course, what this has to do, you know, also with the chet that we're coming to be metakin during Shovavim, is that when it never reaches the goal, that's called livatola. The thing, the koach, never connects to the goal, it goes livatola, and that's all mushush in this right. That's why it comes out during Shovavim, when it's the time to be metakin for this inyan, right? But what should have been is that reality is supposed to be the perfect machine that we take chiyus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those are the roots are above, and we'd feel the chiyus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and nothing gets lost in transition, and it will become l'idei gemar maisa, right? Dvorei asher yetzei pi, right? Volida v'itzmicha, Hashem says in Navi, my words, every word comes down, it's volida v'itzmicha. Right, you know, it just, you know, lo yeshuva reikam, you know, does, you know, and it, but the reality got, you know, got tainted. There's ra that gets in the middle, and that's what causes failure and things to not connect, things to not come to fruition. And the biggest pagam is that there's such a thing called ilone srak. There are trees that don't produce anything. You know, that's like the biggest kilkul, right? So lost in love. So now amongst the other things that were supposed to be is that, you know, the fruits that would grow would be perfect finished products. Right, that, yeah, and that's what Chazal say in the future. You know that trees are going to produce gluskos, right? Bread and cake is going to grow on trees. Everything, meaning, it won't need any further preparation. You won't have to cook it. You won't have to bake it. And that would be called, you know, that the universe has been optimized. Everything is 100% optimal. And of course, in that state of optimal, you feel your kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing got lost in transition. So that, you know, the shefa comes down uninterrupted, and there's 100% absorption. Nothing gets lost along the way. Right? So now Tu B'Shvat is a little bit of tikkun of that now, and how the and it's really Rosh Hashanah le'ilon. One of the prime halachic differences of Tu B'Shvat is how old the tree is, whether for the Gabe Shnei Orla. You know, this is like the birthday of trees. It's really, you know, the fruits aren't really growing yet. It's the trees start renewing. The sraf oleh balilans. The sap is climbing, and that's like the zera that we're trying to be metakin that should go to its target, not go levatola, right? The sap starts rising in the tree, but it's a schachus of the tree. Now, what it means in the micro of this year, like a lot of, you know, bracha was nigzar and Rosh Hashanah. It's on the books. It was written in the books, but, you know, but that shefa that was nigzar has to now be processed. It has to be absorbed, and that's the site of geshamim. The geshamim that come down from heaven to earth, that's the shefa that was nigzar in Rosh Hashanah. It comes down in, but Akash will give a lot of shefa. Who says you're going to absorb it? Tu Bishvat Hasrafla, that you know, the sap which came from the rainfall that fell for this year starts being Oila Bi'ilonis. And from this point onwards, right, fruits are starting to grow. Mikoach the bracha of this past Rosh Hashanah. Everything we're eating until now is all leftovers from last year. We're living off the leftovers of last year. We're not living off the new chias that was nigzar on this Rosh Hashanah until Tu Bishvat. Tu Bishvat, it starts, the rain brought that shefa into the bria, but it still wasn't processed yet. But now on Tu Bishvat, it's Saraf Oleh Ba'ilonos, it begins to get processed, right? And, you know, and we start to feel the bracha of this year. And just like it's that way in Gashmis and the fruit, everything we're going to start eating from Tu Bishvat onwards grew from this year's rainfall, his bracha. Also in Ruchnias, all the Chidushei Torah, your Machadish, was Beker leftovers from last year, right? Now there should be Ischachus of new Chidushei Torah, new Havonis, right? All types of new Ashpos, also in Ruchnias, because the Olamas are also called in Eitz, and the Olam is called in Eitz. And now there's a shefa of newness, all the newness that was nigzar in this Rosh Hashanah begins to be processed, right? And it's a time to be mispalo, once the process starts, that the process should be beshlemus, right? And we have the tikkun hashalem, and all the trees will be healed, right? And the ilan esrak will be healed, and all the kilkulim in the world will be fixed, right? So now we'll just give a quick prelude to what we're going to do now. We're ready to start eating, right? And so now we mentioned that the olamas are all called an ilan, right? So now because of the kilkul that there's ra, it stands that whatever's closer to the shorish, closer to Hashem, is more pure, and whatever's further away is less pure, right? So now so kayadua in olam hazeh, the operating system of this world, there's four olamas: atzilus, bria, yitzira, nasiya. Right? So now Atzilus is kulo elokus, it's all kulo kodesh. We don't even have fruits that are keneged olam Atzilus, right? That are mamish 100% zero waste product. That means nothing would come out, no waste product would come out of the body either. As a result, we don't have anything like that. We have things that are, so we don't have fruits that are mamish keneged Atzilus. Keneged Atzilus, we're going to drink a cup of just white wine, white lavan, no dinim, right? Then we're going to gradually mix white and red. Lafita proportions of how it gets more dindik, till when we get down to Asiya, we're going to drink a cup of just red, right? But in fruits, it starts from Olam HaBriya, because all the fruits are a little bit tainted. So it starts from Olam HaBriya. Those are the fruits like grapes, like apples, that have, you could almost eat the whole thing. You could almost eat, because even the pit you could swallow. So it shows Kimat Kulo edible, right?
Cyanide.
Right? Okay, well, just don't eat too many pits. And after that, then are the fruits connected. Olam HaYetzira. Olam HaYetzira is called half good, half bad. Right? Mamashah, Bria's Rubo Tov. Right?
Sorry.
No problem. Right? Olam HaYetzira, right? Right, is, so connected that are the fruits that are edible on the outside, just on the inside they have a big pit you can't swallow, which shows that the tov is sholet, it's makif over the ra. Because, it's just a big pit in the middle you can't eat. The fruits of olam ha'asiya, that those are the ones with a thick peel on the outside. Thick peel on the outside, as if unfortunately the ra is makif on the tov. And you have to break through the klipas to get to what's good. And can, so we're going to work our way down the chain from the roots down to the lolas era being mechavet to be mamshich the shefa, to where it's easier to bring us to bria and even to pull it down to yitzira and even pull it down to asiya. But we're also going to make a mezoinus connected how lossid the trees are going to grow mamish cakes, right? And because one of the klolos was chita. Chita used to be a tree, right? When Adam Rishon, there's a mandomer that the eighth that Adam Rishon ate from was a chita, right? So we have to make a mezoinus, of how the chita got knocked down. And we're also going to make at the very end a ha'adam. We have a few ha'adamas in there, bananas and other things, because also tikkun, because it's called chet ha'adamah. Because after all, he was called Adam because it was made out of Adama, and his neshama was in the Adama prior. So we have to make a tikkun for that also. Let's get to work.